Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some skate.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Have you drunk? Come up with your hands up.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm a little bit sniffly. I'm a little bit under the weather, but at least the weather is nice. Yes, my name is Aaron. I'm the host of this hour, Generation Annihilation, here on CITR 101.9 FM. 101.9 FM and cable, streaming live over the World Wide Web at www.citr.ca. And as I said last week, yes, Generation Annihilation has a new website. It's www.generationannihilation.com, and you can view our playlists on there. You can download our shows on there, and you can read a little bit about the show. And if you'd like to get in contact with me about requests or anything like that, you can get in contact with me through the contact page of Generation Annihilation. Once again, yes, that's www.generationannihilation.com. And we start things all off with the Dead Kennedys, going back to 1980, the B-side of their third single. The A-side was Kill the Poor, and that was released in the fall of 1980. And Dead Kennedys singer Joe Biafra, he's going to be here in town tonight. He's probably in town already, but he's playing in town tonight with his new act, the Guantanamo Bay School of Medicine, which we're about to hear. And if you'd like to hear something, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And get those requests in. And like I said, this is Jella Biafra and the Guantanamo Bay School of Medicine. Here we go.
Past. All the while I dance behind my family band.
UnionEvents.com presents Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine with Subhumans and Fuel Injected 45, Saturday, October 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. Formerly of the Dead Kennedys, legendary musician, poet, and activist Jello Biafra returns to Vancouver with his new band, whose sound retains some of the spy music on meth chaos of the Dead Kennedys, while adding a healthy dose of Detroit-style proto-punk mixed with layers of sonic guitar noise. Door time is 7 p.m. That's Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine, Saturday, October 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. For tickets and information, visit unionevents.com.
Listen to everyone from far near. Satan controls, you better fear. He rules this wicked world called Earth, plotting evil ever since its birth. Poverty and hunger and strike on, instigating war to what's in its horn. It's already made murders out of innocent men. Look for a cause and he'll do it again. But there is no truly just cause to kill. There never was and there never will. Satan pushes on what are the earth to air. Newspapers, TV, magazines are his tools to brainwash society, sinners and fools.
And yes, you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and we ended that set off with a recent reissue of a 1983 release, Circle One, Patterns of Force. The name of the track was called Beware, or no, it was called The Gospel. And yeah, if reissues are great, because, you know, you got to keep that stuff in circulation, and... you know, if you don't, maybe somebody will never get to hear it, because I never got to hear this record until this year. 27 years after the fact. Man, time flies. And in the sub before that, another reissue, which I've known and loved for a while. Government Issue from Washington, D.C. Originally came out in 1984, and this one just got reissued on Doctor Strange Records, and we heard a track called Understand. The Imposters in the set before that, recent release, The Time Has Come is the name of it, and it's on Secret Records. We had a track called Nothing New, and we started the set off with Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. It's a brand new band with Ralph Scott from Victim's Family, Billy Gold from Faith No More, John Weiss from Sharkbait and Helios Creed, and Chemo Ball from Griddle and Freak Accident. And yeah, this is a very good release. It sounds very Dead Kennedys-like, and we heard a track called Clean as a Thistle. And you can get this one on Alternative Tentacles Records. And at the start of this show, like I said, we played the Dead Kennedys' Insight, which was the B-side of the Kill the Poor 7-inch. And you can get this one also on a compilation called Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death with all the Dead Kennedy singles on it. It's an excellent release. And we're going to get back into the reissues, going to get back into the old school from the Toronto 83 reissue, Toronto Hardcore 1983 reissue, originally out on a cassette. Here it is, reissued in vinyl. We're going to hear an act long gone but not forgotten. This is Direct Action.
Secret. hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And the show is Generation Annihilation on CITR, and yeah, ordered a bunch of stuff going back to the year 1983. At the start, we heard from Direct Action from the Toronto Hardcore 1983 vinyl reissue, Eat the Rich, followed with Minneapolis's Final Conflict, not the LA band. We heard a track called Your, originally going back to 1983, like I said, recorded by Bob Mould. And after that, we heard from a couple more tracks from the Toronto Hardcore D3 compilation, ABP doing Constant Fear and Chronic Submission doing Go For It. And then we heard from Willful Neglect out of the Twin Cities as well. We heard a track called Deprogrammed, and you can find this one on Havoc Records. It's two 12-inches, or it's, yeah, two EPs on one full-length 12-inch, and it's pretty cool. And right about this time, we're gonna get into some new releases on the Stumble Records label, and this is Broadcast Zero.
Cold. And the freedom that's just a dream. Concocted like all the gods you tried to defeat. What then, Johnny, will you turn around and make your way back home, or will you stay in battle on? It's not easy staying upright, you believe in what you do. Your ideals become opinions, and they're calling you a fool. And the cries that used to join you have all moved along. But you're not going anywhere, you're sticking to your guns. Battle on, won't you, Johnny? Battle on, won't you, boy? Battle on, won't you, Johnny? Christ, throughout your armor, are looking all that good. But you know that there's a difference, what you could and what you should. For freedom and for justice, whatever those words mean. You're not going anywhere, no matter how bleak it seems. Battle on, won't you, Johnny? Battle on, won't you, boy? Johnny, I see you running. It's exactly where I don't care. Let us know when you find it, and we'll surely join you there. Battle on, won't you, Johnny? Battle on, won't you, boy? Battle on, won't you, Johnny?
Knucklehead, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
Future was planned out upon me. It all fell apart in the end. We now made it back to Atlanta. We're back on our roads once again.
time to earn some money. He stayed home to spit on his gun. I think they know by now this song ain't funny. It's just a way some people get it done.
It's only a drink.
Power Corn, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, that is the Power Chord Show on in about 16 minutes or so. Right now, you're tuned into Generation Annihilation on CITR. And we heard four songs in the last set, starting off with a couple of releases on the Stumble Records label out of Calgary. We heard from London, Ontario's Broadcast Zero from their latest. Some concerns regarding this something or another. And yeah, we heard the track, kind of some hard to read writing on the front. I'll have to figure that one out for you. But yes, the name of the track was Battle On. And we followed with brand new Knucklehead, Hearts on Fire. And the name of the track is Atlanta. And then we followed with a couple new releases on the Hellcat Records label out of Boston. We heard from the Street Dogs. And The Shape of Other Men is the name of the track. And yeah, Street Dogs feature original Dropkick Murphys vocalist Ken Casey. And yeah, he was the better vocalist of the two, I think. I was more into his singing. And yes, this is the latest Street Dogs released. It's self-titled. And yeah, they've had a few releases out as well. And we ended that set off with Devil's Brigade featuring Matt Freeman from Rancid. And yeah, it was produced by Tim Armstrong from Rancid. And the song we heard had Tim Armstrong on it, Gentlemen of the Road. So yes, we're going to get into some 7-inch vinyl releases right now, because we got a little bit of time to go, probably about another 15 minutes or so. So let's get into it. A new one on Even Worse Records out of the Netherlands. This is Mad World. Here we go.
You are something that's not a fool. Feel like something that's not a fool.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR, and we ended that set off with brand new Worm Eaters, brand new 7-inch, brand new for 2010 on Sorry State Records. We heard a track called Submit. Vacant State in the set before that, Local Act. This is from their last 7-inch, Internal Conflict. Love this 7-inch, love this band. No Say was the name of the track, and I haven't heard much from Vacant State recently. I hope they get out gigging soon, because they're an awesome band. And yeah, their second single off Deranged. And Fix My Head in the set before that from a split release on Inimical Records, split with Knife in the Leg. We heard a track called Absolute Power. And out of Los Angeles, California, and the set before that, Broken Needle from their discography. We heard a track called Waste Away. And out of Spain, we heard from OTAN from a new 7-inch of theirs, Sociedad Desreciable. I don't know, I'm going to say, think that translates into Society Despicable, maybe? I don't know, but yes, it's a new 7-inch on La Vida and S and Muse Records. And we started the set off with Mad World from their self-titled 7-inch on Even Worse Records. It's a split with Kangaroo Records as well. World Owes You Nothing is the name of it. And yeah, like I said at the start of the show, we do have a new website, www.generationannihilation.com. The podcast for the show will be up probably within the next half hour at www.citr.ca, but it'll be up on the website later on, probably, I'd say, as late by tomorrow, as well as the playlist. You can view the playlist of all our shows, www.generationannihilation.com, and you can download the playlist. They're on the site. They're right there, ready to go. So, yeah, check it out. And, yeah, we got Power Chord up next. And once again, I'll remind you, tonight at the Rickshaw Theater, Jell Biafra, The Subhumans, and Fuel Injected 45. And that's $20, and it's early, too. I think it'll probably start about 8. But fear not, you can catch the show afterwards with SNFU. Uja, Mass Grave, and Bogus Tokus at Funky Winker Beans. And if you show your wristband that you're at the Jell Biafra show, you can get into the SNFU show for $5 cheaper. Doors open at 9:30, so you can probably catch all the Jello show, and I would imagine the SNFU show will be underway. And if you see Chai Pig, say happy birthday to him. Buy him a beverage of his choice, because it's Chai Pig's birthday. And don't know how old he is, but he's been around a while, frontman of SNFU. So we're going to leave you with a classic SNFU track from the Something to Believe In compilation. This is a track called Womanizer. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
Your kind, you low-life worm. Girls are more than just You